Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, yeah, my pleasure to be here with you today. I have several things I want to talk to you about today. And before we get into anything, I said I was going to share some of these interviews with you, and these are the last of the interviews, but some, you can't hear it very well because we were in a crowd, and so we I think my producer's done a great job at fixing it up and bringing it up on the sound bites and such. So I want to play two different ones, and first there was only two presses that media was allowed to go into and ask questions, and that was with Carly Fiorina and Huckabee. And there was one gentleman that asked to both of them, and he was a vet, and it was along the Iraq and national defense. So I want to play his question to Huckabee, and then we're going to play his question to Carly Fiorina. Let's have the one with Huckabee first, if we can.
Combat 2 is in Iraq. I'm combat disabled. What is your plan? Are we going to finish where we started? I mean, I don't think we should have gone in there in the first place, but I think that we started, we should finish where we started. And what's your plan on doing so?
I disagreed with the philosophy of a life footprint, which was the philosophy in this most recent endeavor into Iraq and Afghanistan. I think given what people believed at the time, they acted based on what they thought. But I believe the best way, if we're going to engage in a military action, is to do it the way that we did in 1991 in the Gulf War. You amass an enormous level of power. You get a coalition of partners. You make it very clear that you're not sure how long the movie's going to last, but you know how the movie is going to end.
Absolutely.
And there is no doubt as to the outcome. And it's not something that's going to take 10 years. Are 10 months. It may take 10 days, it may take 10 weeks, but the only way to beat a bully is to make the bully just know that he is not going to win the battle. And by the way, bullies never pick on a kid that can beat him up. Bullies always pick on the kid he thinks he can either beat or intimidate. And one of the ways in which we make America stronger, safer, and less likely to go to war is to have a military so powerful that nobody on God's earth wants to dare tempt it.
Thank you.
Okay, and then later on in that same day, just within 5 or 10 minutes, they had, maybe, no, it was about 30 minutes later, they allowed, or Carly Fiorina came and allowed a few questions. She had less questions allowed than what Huckabee did. And it was the same young man who is an Iraq vet that asked her a question as well, and I want to play that for you now.
Is Carly as a two-time Iraq vet and a disabled combat veteran?
Thank you so much for your service.
Absolutely. My biggest concern is not whether or not we should have gone into Iraq and Afghanistan, but do you have a plan on how are we going to finish what we started and go back over there?
Well, first, thank you so much for serving. Secondly, we have to have the strongest military on the face of the planet, and everybody has to know it. And I start with that because I know that morale among our fighting men and women is very low. It's very low because they feel like they don't get the support they need. It's very low because they see that the veterans, those who've always served, are not getting the care that they've already earned. It's very low because we're not providing basic stuff that's necessary. And it's particularly low because military commanders present options over and over and over about how to take on an evil like ISIS, for example, and win. And those options are rejected. General James Mattis provided a very good guy who was retired, like Mike Flynn, retired. These are military commanders who have presented a very clear set of options for for example, how to push back against Iran's proxies in the region, how to work with our allies to actually defeat ISIS. And yet, those recommendations have been rejected. And so what I would do is listen to our commanders, care for our troops, ensure that the world knows that we have the finest fighting machine on the face of the planet, and when necessary, we will use it.
So you can see that the young man, he was pretty good with his questions, and they gave you the political answers as usual. But I was going to focus in a little bit about the national defense, because I told you yesterday that Gaffney, that did the speaking at the banquet on Saturday night, was even talking about IMP. And he went into other things. That one perked my ears up because of the rhetoric that my late boss took over that. But I have in my hand an article from Newsmax, and it says the ex-defense chief, U.S. vulnerable to terror attacks on the power grid. And I was watching a little bit. I had grandchildren last night, so I didn't get to concentrate on the news very much, but I was watching a little bit last night, and they were talking about possible threats and how we are vulnerable, and particularly for this coming weekend. And somebody said they better watch out if they try to attack the United States on Independence Day. Well, you know, we need to be, as individuals, as American citizens, we need to be aware of what's going on in our surroundings. And I know that many of you are preparedness people. You like to do that. But in this particular article, now, you know, another person has written a book, and that's what's going on. He's written a book, and he's pushing his book. But at the same time, he says the possibility of a terrorist attack on the nation's power grid. Now, my brother likes to come in and chat with me about once or twice, once a week or so, and he's concerned about this, and he has mentioned it several times. He says an assault that would cause coast-to-coast chaos is a very real one. Former Secretary of Defense William Cohen, and he's talking to Newsmax TV. He said it's possible, and whether it's likely to happen soon remains to be seen. Now, he's written a book, and we're not going to promote his book, but that's what, you know, that's what the interview is all about, is what he's doing. But he goes on to say, it says, and Cohen, a former GOP senator from Maine and chairman of the CEO of the Cohen Group, said it wouldn't even be necessary for terrorists to wreak havoc by way of an IMP attack, in which a burst of electronic magnetic radiation wipes out most of the nation's power. Now, he goes on to say, you can do it through cyber attacks, and that's the real threat coming up as well. We have to look at cyber attacks being able to shut down our power grid, which you have to remember is the private sector's hands. It's in the private sector's hands, not the government. And we're vulnerable. Well, I don't know that we'd be even any less vulnerable if it were in the government's hand. Just remember what happened here in the last, 4 months with the military. And they got hacked and things got stolen. So I'm not sure that having the government in charge would make it less vulnerable. But perhaps we need to find a way to help the private industry figure out how to make it less vulnerable. Goes on and says, last month, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, a former top CIA analyst, told Newsmax TV that the United States is a sitting duck for terror attack that would wipe out the nation's power grid and kill as many as 9 out of 10 Americans. That's a bunch of a gob, folks. Now, I'm not scared. I was just bringing this up as to there's all kinds of terrorist attacks. We see the horrors of the beheadings, and there's all kinds of terrorist attack. And just the fact that we sit and fear is terror attack all of itself. We're going into a break. The lines are open. I have a question for you today. When is breaking the law not a crime? When is breaking the law not a crime? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, at the end of the last segment, I was asking a question that I'm putting before you, and I want you to think about it. When is breaking the law not a crime? Now, we've talked about it because I've given you that in the last week or so, a couple of times. And I want to talk about it a little bit today. But I also want to bring to you what's going on today. Now, today, the Ex-Im Bank expires, and I've got a list of the 2016 prospects who are running for president and how they stand on it, and I thought maybe you'd like to know. Jeb Bush is against it. Carson is unknown. Christie is unknown. Cruz is against it. Carly is against it. Graham is for it. Huckabee is unknown. Jindal is against it. Kasich, or however you say his name, Kasich, is against it. Pataki is unknown. Paul is against it. Perry is against it. Rubio is against it. Santorum is for it. Trump is against it. Walker is against it. Hillary is for it. Chaffee is for it. O'Malley is for it. And Sanders is against it. One Democrat against it. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But it says here the Export-Import Bankers Charter is set to expire today. And it says, meaning the 81-year-old agency is on a course to be eliminated, at least temporarily. The bank and the official export credit agency of the credit of the federal government has been called a form of corporate welfare, an engine of cronyism by opponents. The supporters claim the bank helps small businesses in the U.S. compete globally. Well, we know that it's also been attacking small businesses, depending on what your business is. If you happen to sell guns or ammo, you aren't eligible. Although the charter will expire, supportive lawmakers may attempt to revive it in the future if an amendment concerning the bank is added to a must-pass bill, such as legislation supporting the Highway Trust Fund. With the bank's ultimate fate still unclear, and it says here are the list of those who are for it, against it. And so I have named those. That doesn't tell you what your congressman is doing, and that's just telling you what the presidential candidates are up to. All right, we have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Morning, Beth Ann.
How are you today? You've got an answer for my question?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Came to me almost instantly. When breaking a law is not a crime, is when you break the law that will deprive our rogue federal government of money, because the only way we'll be able to stop them from trouncing our freedoms is to cut off their money.
You know, why are we having a problem doing that? I guess because we think they've got the money to give to us, and so it's kind of that vicious circle that we don't seem to understand. I just don't understand why the states and the people don't cut it off. Just say, you know what? You're done. But I don't know. I agree with you. We need to cut it off.
Yes, we do. And it takes a lot of nerve to do it.
Yeah, you know, and that's it. You know, you remember Chris Ann Hall? She's the constitutional lawyer. She is a firecracker. And she's come out with a message to the pastors. It's a very kind message, and it's a very bold message, and it's not going to be easy for them to do it, and they cannot do what she's asking them to do unless their congregations get behind them. And, you know, it's something in regards to the same-sex marriage and that the Supreme Court decision just made, you know, and everybody seems to be celebrating that. They've taken our rainbow and made it something ugly. And, you know, it's we've got to start standing together, Bill. And if we don't, we're just done.
All these federal bureaucracies are filled with high-paid federal workers, and if the federal government doesn't have any money to pay them, they'll go away.
That's right. That's right.
We got to cut them off. If we can do it, it'll take a lot of intestinal fortitude on a part of the American people. But otherwise, we're losing our country completely.
Kind of like the daddy cutting off the college kid that's wasting the money out there, isn't it? Just need to start cutting it off.
It is, only this is more serious, of course.
Yeah, it is serious. It's very serious. I appreciate the call. I appreciate all your support, Bill. I really do.
Thanks a lot,
Beth. We have Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Thanks. In the Citizens Rule Book you have there in your store, it's on page 7, Law of the Land. It gives about 4 Supreme Court cases and quoting from 16 Amateur that unconstitutional law is not a law. Nobody's bound to obey.
You say that's on page 7 or 6? What did you say that was?
It's on page 7 of the copy
okay.
I have.
Got it. Okay. Well, if you've got the same one I've got, then, yeah. Law of the land. Okay. You're right. You're right. If it goes against the Constitution, it's not a crime.
Yeah. I'm not quite as eloquent as they, you know, some of the languages in here. It's in legal contemplation and is a inoperative as though it had never been passed. It confers no rights, imposes no duties, affords no protection, creates no office.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a great answer. It's not the one I was looking for, but that's a great answer. I appreciate the call. I'm going to move on. I've got Bob from Nebraska. Bob, how are you today?
Well, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call, Beth Ann.
What is on your mind?
Breaking the law is legal when the law is illegal or when it goes against God's law.
Okay. All right. Those are good answers. They're not the one I gave you here last week or so, but those are good answers. They're not wrong. I don't think there's, well, there might be a wrong answer, but I think they're good. You know, and a lot of it's going to depend on when you get to that court, what your jury and what your judge is thinking, you know. So, but in reality, we do have some rights, and in reality, we do have to have some kind of substance to stand on, and that's that Constitution. Thank you. I appreciate it. Are you a first-time caller?
No. Okay. I've called 3 or 4 times.
Later. All right. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate your support that way. Thank you. So, if you remember, I gave a story, a true story, and it's out of this little book that I have that has the Constitution in it. It's called the Citizens Rule Book, and it's a jury handbook to help you when you're on a jury. I'm holding it up like all of you are listening. I hope you're watching. And it has the stories, the background of things like the First Amendment. And it tells the story of what Patrick Henry just witnessed before he gave that speech that is so famous, "Give me liberty or give me death." What we have seen lately in this nation, now I'm going to pick on the same-sex marriage issue because that's been the boldest that we've seen here lately, but there are a lot of ridiculous lawsuits across this nation at one another, at companies, at whoever or whatever, because somebody's feelings were hurt. The First Amendment is a Bill of Rights. It's the right to freedom of speech. It's the right to freedom of religion. When the baker refused to do an event, which was a same-sex wedding, he had the right to do that. They had the right to go somewhere else for their business. He wasn't the only baker in town. He has the right to stand on his religious beliefs. No one was hurt. No property was hurt. There was no crime. He lost his business. The same goes with the florist. The same goes with the folks that were renting out the chapel. Their businesses were ruined because their feelings were hurt. But no one was injured. No property was damaged. Therefore, no crime was committed. And this goes back to the trial of William Penn. When he was on trial, his penalty would have been an execution for preaching something other than what the state wanted him to preach. The state of England, the Church of England, the King. And so the jurors were brave and bold and said, there was only 4 of them. They knew that only when an actual injury takes place is there a real crime. No law is broken when no injury can be shown. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're going to look at the other Supreme Court decision when we come back. Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our state's states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csetalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website, support our sponsors, join the show on Facebook, follow Beth Ann on Twitter, contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I said I was going to talk about the other Supreme Court decision. Well, they've had another one since then. And this time, they threw us a bone. And we'll find out more details about that next week when Marita comes on. But I thought I would share it with you a little bit. It says the Supreme Court, and this coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, the Supreme Court rules against Obama's energy regulation. Now, remember, she kind of told us this was coming up. And this is coming from Alex Anderson, is the writer of this article. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday, yesterday, delivered a significant setback to the Obama administration and its environmental plan to curb emissions from power plants. In a 5-4 decision, you know, it just amazes me that these decisions go the way they do. I mean, with the numbers. I mean, if it's unconstitutional, it's unconstitutional. Why can't these guys see it? In a 5-4 decision, the court ruled that the Environmental Protection Agency must consider the financial costs of regulations to power plants. The court's majority opinion argued that the EPA reasonably deemed the cost of compliance irrelevant. Oh, really? You think they care what they're going to cost any company? with their fines and their rules and their regulations and their mandates. That's why we're in the mess we're in. Well, one of the reasons. One would not say that it is even rational, never mind appropriate, to impose billions of dollars in economic costs and returns for a few dollars in health and environmental benefits. Justice Antonin Scalia wrote in his court's majority opinion. I couldn't hardly get his name out. Sorry about that. Under the Clean Air Act, the EPA is allowed to regulate power plant emissions if regulations are appropriate and necessary. In 2012, the agency finalized the mercury and air toxic standards, the first national standard to reduce their pollutants from coal and oil-fired power plants. Now, they've been shutting the coal plants down right and left across this nation, and I know that you know that. However, 23 states, he says here, challenged the EPA's regulations, arguing that the agency failed to take into account the financial burden of the standards. Now, we just got through reading that we're vulnerable under attack particularly to these private industries, which are the electric industries. Initially, the EPA, so why would they put more burden on them? That was my point. Initially, the EPA neglected to consider the compliance cost for the proposed standards, arguing that the regulations were appropriate because the emissions posed a risk to the environment and human health. As the rule approached finalization, the EPA estimated it would cost the industry $9.6 billion annually. In a dissenting opinion, joined by Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, and Sonia Sotomayor, Justice Alina Kagan defended the EPA's actions and regulatory process. Well, of course they did. Of course they did. The agency acted well within the authority. What authority? In declining to consider costs of the opening bell of the regulatory process, given that it would do so in every round thereafter. Just think about what these guys are saying, or gals are saying. Nick Loris, an energy expert at the Heritage Foundation, argues that the lack of cost-benefit analysis in the EPA's regulatory process is troublesome. The Supreme Court's decision is a clear demonstration that unelected regulators have gone too far and serves as an important reminder that the agency's regulation is all cost and no benefit. The case will now return back to the lower courts, offering the EPA an opportunity to consider cost of the rule. So I guess it's not a done deal yet. It's just getting tossed around, you know, kind of like batting a ping pong back and forth. They are trying to regulate us completely out of business everywhere. And the fact, you know, you have to really understand when you get the list of those that were for this, that were fighting for the EPA. And that's what they were doing. They weren't fighting for the people. They were fighting for the EPA. And that is Justice Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, and Sonia Sotomayor, I know I can say that name, Elena Kagan, all of those. We've seen what they've done before on their decisions. But this statement, the agency acted well within the authority. You are the authority. When have the people become the enemy of the state? So they're going to go after the electric companies. They're going to go after all the power plants. They're going to go after everyone. And it's going to cost you. We have the cleanest air in the world here in this nation. But that's not good enough. They're going to keep on keeping on until they break everyone. So let's look back now at the other Supreme Court decision that was made prior to the same-sex marriage, which I believe, as bad as it is, don't get me wrong, this one is worse. But what we're seeing here, my friends, is the ignoring of the Constitution. They are not following the rules of the Constitution. We see that when we see these executive orders. We see this when Congress does things out of whack, which they do, and Obamacare is one of them. I mean, we can blame Obama all we want to, but it was Congress that passed it. So I want to share this, and it's the top nine quotes from Justice Scalia's scathing dissent in the King versus Burwell. And Scalia says, he's got nine quotes here. Number one, we should start calling the law SCOTUS care. This court's two decisions on the act will surely be remembered through the years. And the cases will publish forever the discouraging truth that the Supreme Court of the United States favors some laws over others and is prepared to do whatever it takes to uphold and assist its favorites. In other words, he's saying, it's the Supreme Court is putting their stamp of approval on it regardless of the constitutionality of it. Number two, this case requires us to decide whether someone who buys insurance on an exchange established by the Secretary gets tax credits. You would think that the answer would be obvious, he says. So obvious, there would hardly be a need for a Supreme Court to hear the case of it at all. Number three, words no longer have meaning if an exchange that is not established by a state is established by the state. Now, let's read that again. Words no longer have meaning if an exchange that is not established by a state is established by the state. Number four. Under all the usual rules of interpretation, in short, the government should lose this case. But normal rules of interpretation seem always to yield to the overriding principle of the present court. The Affordable Care Act must be saved. Now, he's got one more here, but we're going into a break, so I'm going to hold off on it. The lines are open, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
David, there are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com. Melodycedarstrom.com.
Gold is an investment. Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSE Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality product, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cedarstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new common sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bio-ag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Dog Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was sharing with you before we went into the break the nine quotes from Justice Scalia on the scathing dissent of the what took place with the Supreme Court decision over, he calls it, we should call it SCOTUS care. And the fifth quote here was where I was at when we went into the break. It says, the court interprets $36 billion to award tax credits on both federal and state exchanges. It accepts that the most natural sense of the phrase of exchange established by the state is an exchange established by a state. Underestimate, he got in parentheses here, underestimate, thy name is an opinion on the Affordable Care Act. Yet the opinion continues, with no semblance of shame, that it is also possible that the phrase refers to all exchanges, both state and federal. And in quotes again, he said, in parentheses again, he says, impossible possibility, thy name is an opinion on the Affordable Care Act. It is an opinion. They ruled on their feelings, on their opinion, not on constitutionality. They didn't think about what it was going to cost we the people, any more than the EPA thinks about what it's going to cost we the people. Why they threw that bone to us, I don't know. But it was also a close vote. and there will be those that will fight it again and again and again. Now, if you'll remember, the question of the day was, when is breaking the law not a crime? Well, it is a crime what these elected officials in our government are doing against we the people. We have become the enemy of the state when we have to sue the government. Just think about how crazy that is. And they're up there suing one another. Just think about how crazy that is. Just lock them in the room and let them punch it out. That's what I did to my boys once. They got in a big fight and I couldn't handle it anymore. It was dead of winter and it was snow and it was cold outside. And I said, go out, take it outside. And the fight didn't last 5 minutes, I don't think. They came back with a different attitude. Charlie Reese's final column, 545 versus 300 million. I'm bringing that back up. I usually throw it at Congress, but I want you to understand, he's included. He said, politicians are the only one in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. Have you ever wondered if both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits, why do we have deficits? Have you ever wondered if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes? Why do we have inflation and high taxes? You and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote on appropriations. The House of the Representatives does. You and I didn't write the tax code. Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. Congress does. We have Steve from Illinois. Right out of time, Steve, real quickly.
Hey, good morning. You know, I just want to make a quick comment, you know, with what you were saying with Scalia, that, you know, the term state in our law no longer has any meaning. The Second Amendment reads security of a free state. So, you know, with the Supreme Court decision, they're basically building case law. And, you know, the term free state is meaningless at this point.
They're messing with the words and the language. That's what they're doing. Whether it's a state, the state, you know, it's, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know of any free state that is really willing to fight the federal government on anything. You know, perhaps Texas is an exception. But, you know, the majority of our quote-unquote free states are just falling right in line. You know, they basically have been bought off with too much money flowing to the states.
And, you know, they can't get that money unless they give it to them first. So why don't we just keep it?
Yeah.
You know, that. You know, it's circular reasoning. Why don't we just keep it?
Sure. You know, with Missouri, Illinois, and a number of the other states, you know, our tax revenue that are collected from the citizens basically exceeds what is actually coming back into the state. So, you know, you have some states that it's the other way around, but, you know, the states we live in, a lot of them, they're actually supporting the other states.
And they're still spending more than they get.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. You and I can't do that.
It's not just, long anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't last long. All right, I appreciate the call, Steve.
Sure, have a good one.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Well, we're just about out of time, but what I wanted to point out is what Charlie Reese puts in his 545. He says, you and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve does. 100 senators, 435 congressmen, one president, and 9 Supreme Court justices equates to 545 human beings out of the 300 million are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. So when they're smiling and shaking your hand, you need to remember, they are the ones responsible. Unless it's somebody new that's not in politics yet. They are the ones responsible. They create the problem and then campaign against it to fix it. Yet it never gets fixed. He says, I excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Board because the problem was created by the Congress in 1913. And that's when They delegated the constitutional duty to provide some currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. You know, folks, we're in a heap and a gob, a bunch of trouble. But we need to recognize what it is. We need to see that forest and those trees and understand that it is these 545. We've been complaining about what they've done at the Supreme Court. It is them. It is Congress, both the House and the Senate. It is the President. It is all of them together fighting to take more away from you. Take more money by tax, by mandates, by fees, by permits, by licenses, and to take your land, but to take your liberty and control every aspect of your life, from health care to just about anything. And it is going to take all of us. Now, there's more than 300 million of us. We're rounding that off. 3% of that can put some pressure on. And the American people need to start putting the pressure on the 545 and bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.